right? Monkeys, do they create something? No, they're a creator. So me, biologically, physically, whatever I do is created. There is only one thing that will create. Love. We are the creator. We create that state of mind. Love, we create it. Not the essence of love. Essence of love is Him. The reflection of it. We are the pixels to create the reflection of love by becoming a lover. Those of us who become a lover, just like creating, okay, creation, let's talk about music. Are you the creator of the music? No. Mozart is, right? Good. Love is the same thing. What? That special stuff in Mozart, which required what? The state of God, means potentiality. Potentiality of love is in all of us. Will it grow in all of us? It's impossible, because some of us are submerged in shit. Love cannot grow there. A lot of us are submerged in, I was counting, remember? Anger, hunger, self-importance, all of that. All of the animal kingdom in me is not my creation. Love is not there. There is no animal with love. Because love, first of all, needs an unlimited domain. Love is, cannot contain. You cannot have a container to put love in it. There is only one container for love. It's a heart. How big it is? It could be very big, it could be very small. That's the dilemma. Love needs a container with no limit, because love understands or accepts no limitation. There is no limitation. You remember, I cannot say, I'm in love with someone except if it comes to my national pride. Means you are not in love. Love is not intrinsic. So it's limitless. Therefore, it should grow in the heart. And it's a very tender flower. It's a very exceptional flower. It needs a lot of care. That's why it's very scarce and it's valued the most. Because it's not cheap. And if you tend to it, if you don't tend to it, forget it. It calls, it demands to be tended. When it comes, it will eliminate everything. Nothing could resist it. That's love. That's what we are talking about here. And we'll say, listen, He Himself, He told us, in this way, a scrap and a scratch, and don't give up, ever, up to the last breath. This was a better translation. So, this bar, scrap and a scratch. And don't give up to the last breath. And he will explain it. Look at the next verse. That last breath is the next one. You see, we don't look at the long process here. Every moment the process is, you could become better. The next step, that's how you walk. You don't talk about the distance. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, you would say, over there, the beauty, but you should walk one step at a time. And each step is the last breath. Because in each step, you use a chance that could be your last. No one knows. In every chance you got, you have to work on it. Therefore, who will say, in this way, scrap and scratch, and do not stop until the last breath. The last breath is the next one. And maybe in the next one, the magic happens. Because you know, in this walking, we don't say you walk to the path and you arrive at the caravanserai or a hotel. You say you walk and you walk and you walk, and in one moment you will be attracted, you will be transformed. That's what will happen to you. And ayat is the best adjective we found for God. Is in Arabic, is Rahman. Because Rahman has a double meaning. Rahman and Rahm has two meanings in Arabic language. One is the simple one, pity. Pity is Rahman. But there is another one, Rahim, the forgiver, the giver. And all that. So everything comes from him. And you know why everybody is looking for beauty? Because he has his eye on the beauty. Whatever they strive, whether man or woman, the ear and the eye of the soul king are at the window. Because he's looking at us like this. Remember those beautiful eye, always present in Himalaya. It's very strange. It was very eye-opening to me, because as an architect I learned why they use this special color in their ceramic in old Iranian architecture. Because when you are in the desert, which is like Medina, how it feels. You feel lost, first of all. You turn around and everything is the same, which is nothing. There is only one mind. There is no mountain, there is no up and down, there is no green, there is no color. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And you walk. The only lead you have are some traces of somebody or some animal walked here before. That is the road. Then suddenly, something in the horizon starts to shine. It's a very inviting color, which is the representative of dark blue water and the sky, that blue. And they make it a dome shape. Dome shape will give you a glare no matter where you are, because the reflection will go all the ways, so there is one ray coming to you. Just a glittering hope of water, blue, is in the horizon, right? And I learned it in Himalaya, that is that eye. You're walking, and in one station, suddenly you will see the eye, a very big eye, watching all the earth. And it's not inquisitive like this. It's full of passion. There is a kindness in the way they draw the line of the symmetry and all that, because you should notice that I'm not alone. In a way you feel that you're not alone. Somehow something is observing you, so you behave a little bit better. He will end it there and say, listen, and if everybody is trying hard, because his eye is this, all this restlessness comes from him. Because he knows that this is not complete yet. Right? We have to understand the same. So it comes from him. My life is not finished yet. Means what? Means that I promise I will not die tonight? That's not what I meant. Said, I'm not finished yet. Because I'm making myself. I know that with every single moment. And who is this? The personality here, I made it. Me as a spirit, I claim that I make the body and I choose the attitude. And I'm still doing it. So it's not finished. Every single moment of life, I add something to myself. I change myself. Towards what?
Becoming better.
So that totality, becoming weak, to understand that we. That's the story. The rest of it, we'll be here next time we're here, because the rest is only four paragraphs, if you count that one, which is the passing. Then we'll go to the heart layer. This four paragraph has a lot to say, so we'll study next time, inshallah. Thank you.